This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to wish everyone a happy Palm Sunday. I'm praying that your day has gone well. I'm praying that you're ready for this wonderful week. It may not feel wonderful, but when you think about it, the end game is what's going to make it wonderful. Yes, what's going to happen with Jesus is not exactly wonderful when you think about it, but what he had to go through to get to where we are now, it is just an amazing thing, and I'm just grateful to God for that. I want to thank every listener who's been listening faithfully throughout the entire period in which I needed to be able to encourage somebody. Every now and again, believe it or not, I need the encouragement too. And you know what? I'm just so grateful. I've been getting a lot of praise lately. I've been getting a lot of attention, and it's a lot of good attention. And the thing is that I'm learning that Safe Haven is more than just something that I do on my time, when I get the time, when the Lord gives me the time to do this. I'm just so grateful for everyone who tunes in each and every Sunday, who, or whatever day of the week that you do listen to me on. And I'm grateful for those who share this message with others. I'm grateful for those who have donated to the Cash App. I'm grateful for those who reach out to me and invite me to events and whatnot. It's just an amazing thing. I do not take it for granted. I do not take any of this for granted. I want to just right now want to give a few announcements. Before we get into the announcements, like I just mentioned earlier, you can Safe Haven is open for donations. You can donate to our Cash App at $BrianPusey. If you do not have Cash App, now is a great time to get Cash App. You can just set it up. You can either link it to your account or link it to a debit card, whichever is your preference, and you can just have it linked just so you can send it to $BrianPusey so you can help continue this ministry of Safe Haven as we continue to grow and we continue to flow. Because quite frankly, the vision for this ministry is going to go beyond podcasting, but right now we got to start small in order to work our way up, and there's nothing wrong with that. The Lord is going to have us do this all in due time. Amen. That's one announcement. One of the bigger announcements is that I want to remind everybody that this Friday, right here on Safe Haven Podcast, we're going to have our seven last word service for this year. And we're going to be having me with six other great ministers. I'm going to run down the names. We're going to have Reverend Mason Curtis of New Mount Sinai Baptist Church. He's going to give us the first word. I'm going to tell you the lineup. That's right. And for the second word, we're going to have, for the first time, we're going to have Reverend Katie Dockery of New Beginning Worship Center. Can't wait to hear what the Lord has for us through her. And also for the first time, he's the assistant pastor of New Beginning Worship Center. We're going to have, for the first time, Reverend Giovanni Bates, a young man of God that I've known and seen from afar and watched grow into the man of God that he is today. And I'm so grateful to God that he was able to take the time and to come on to Safe Haven and bless us with a word from the Lord. That he's going to be doing the third word. The fourth word is going to be done by me, yours truly, Reverend Brian Pusey. Can't wait for what the Lord has given me to give to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And then following that up, for the fifth word, we're going to have my main man, my brother, my broheem, my longtime Sunday school teacher. We're going to have Reverend Jerry Whitaker of New Faith Baptist Church International. He's going to be coming on to bring us a mighty powerful word. And then follow that up, We're going to have my sister in Christ, Evangelist Tabraja O'Neill of All Nations Light of the World. She's going to come in and give us the sixth word. And we're going to top it off. We're going to cap it. We're going to just end it on a great note. We're going to end it on a high note. My other brother from another mother, from Emmanuel Church Unusual, the pastor, Reverend Charles Dockery, he's going to close it out. And I cannot wait to hear what the Lord has given him to give us all, to bless us with, on Seven Last Words. Amen. And that's going to be aired at 12 p.m. on all social media platforms, including our website at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You do not want to miss it. If by chance you do miss it, that's okay, because guess what? That entire program is going to be out there waiting for you to hear it no matter what day that you hear it. But it would be great if you give us an opportunity to listen. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with everyone that you know and don't even want to know. And maybe even somebody you forgot to know, but you knew, you remember their number and you sent it anyway. So it won't be a mistake that you send it to this person. That's meant for that person to hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. One more announcement. This is a very special announcement. Also, on Good Friday, I, yours truly, Reverend Brian Pusey, is going to be one of the featured guest speakers for a Seven Last Word service at New Beginning Worship Center. That's right. The pastor there is Reverend Dr. Homer Walker Jr., one of my earliest mentors, the one that helped show me the way in the ministry. And I'm so grateful to God that he invited me to take part with six other ministers. I don't know who they all are going to be. I just know that I was invited to be one of them. And if you want to come out, it's going to be a 6 p.m. service. If you're in the Northwest Chicago, if you're in the Northwest Indiana area, if you're in that area, come on out to Thornton, Illinois, the New Beginning Worship Center at 712 Chicago Road, Thornton, Illinois. You don't want to miss it. 6 p.m. I'm going to be giving one of the last words. I'm not going to say which one it is. I want to make that be a surprise. I know the word I'm doing, but I'm not going to tell you. I just want you to not just meet me there, beat me there. Amen. Be there, because that's going to be an amazing service. I can't wait for what the Lord has for all of us on that day. In the meantime, guys, and don't forget, we're going to have our Easter service this coming Sunday. We're going to have it on an early service this year. We're going to do a 10 a.m. worship service. Amen. I'm going to have a message ready for you for 10 a.m. That's right. I'm challenging myself right now. No matter what I'm doing right now, I'm going to make sure that that happens. We're going to have a 10 a.m. Easter service, Resurrection Day service, and it's going to be a blessing. All right? Don't forget all those announcements that I've given you. It is said and it is done. Amen. Today's message, today's message is going to be coming from the Gospel of Luke. We're going to be coming from the 19th chapter. That's Luke chapter 19. Going to be reading verses 37 through 40. Once again, Luke chapter 19, verses 37 through 40. Going to be reading to you now from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as follows. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few minutes that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic. You have the right to shout. You have the right to shout. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray right now for this message and the message. Oh, Heavenly Father, use me right now in the way that you see fit. Empty out my collective spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, oh, Heavenly Father. I want to also pray for every church door that has been opened in your name today or this week, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray for every pastor that had to step into the sacred desk to give the mighty word that you have given them to deliver to the masses this week, oh, Heavenly Father. So right now, use me, as I say. Use me as you say fit. Fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Think about this. This part of the scripture is what many of us talk about each and every year around this time when it's called Palm Sunday. Because this is where you see Jesus riding in on a colt, or as some of us say, riding in on a donkey. And a lot of people are throwing palms at him. That's why we call this Palm Sunday, right? And this is the beginning of the week. Before it's all over. Before Jesus had to be arrested and brought to trial and crucified and all that stuff. This is on that day. This is the day, the week, the beginning of that week. That's what we all call Holy Week. But guess what? This says a lot right now. Before we get to there, let's read a little bit more. You want to get an idea about this triumphal entry? First off, you need to read Luke 19 in its entirety. But right now, we're going to just focus on the fact that right before we get to verse 37, I want to give you the backstory. Verse 29, it says, when he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're untied, just say this, the Lord needs it. So those, in verse 32, so those who were sent departed and found it, as he told them. As they were untying the colt, the owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. In other words, as you can see, they obeyed. Amen. How many of you would have done that? You probably would have said, I don't know. But, you know, in this case, they obeyed. And so, in verse 35 to 36, then they brought it to Jesus. And after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, verse 36, as we get up to verse 37, as he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. In other words, they were throwing their psalms, their palms out to let them know that they respect what the Lord has done up to this point. They may not have said it all at once. They may not even meant it all at once. But guess what? In this moment, they felt it. They knew it. They said, this is the King of Kings. This is the one that God has promised us to come from the lineage of David. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's my praise moment. That's a praise moment right there. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already knew what was about to happen. But Jesus, for this one moment, I believe. And you know what? This is going to leads you to the first point, and you already see it. First point is, he's the true king. Woo! I'll say it again. He's the true king. Think about it. For a moment, I bet you Jesus just wanted to know, what would it feel like? He wanted to get a dress rehearsal for what's going to happen when he comes back again. Amen? He wanted that dress rehearsal. He wanted to know, what would it feel like if I rode in on the town, on the colt, and everybody's going to be calling me the king? Say, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. He wanted that moment. How about you? Every now and again, I bet you some of you put on your daddy's shoes and put on your daddy's jacket. If you was working in a place where he had a hard hat, you probably put on that big hard hat when you were a kid. You wanted to be like daddy. Amen. For me, I put on a suit and a tie because I wanted to be like my father, being a manager at a post office or something. I wanted to be like my daddy in that respect. Dad, my father would take me to work. He would take me to his job. And yes, sometimes I had more fun being back there than anything else. It wasn't until after he retired, I realized that no customer is supposed to see the back area of the post office. Hey, man, we're supposed to just see the front desk and the clerk and the P.O. boxes on the other side. I know that we're not supposed to see how the carriers collate the mail and put it all together, throw it into certain slots, put it in the big baskets, roll it around, get them all ready to be shipped out, and have the big APC carts coming out with all the mail for the day, or the mail to be sent out to fly out to wherever you live and wherever I live. Amen. Didn't know all that back when I was a kid. I just wanted to be like that. Amen. So imagine what Jesus was feeling like. He wanted to be like his father, who is the King of Kings. Amen. He wanted to be that. He wanted to feel it. He wanted to feel it before he had to go. He wanted to feel it before he had to go away. He probably wanted to know, and it's not written in the scripture. Nowhere is it written in the scripture for this. But Jesus sent me an email. He told me, tell them this is what I was feeling in the moment. I wanted to know, Brian. I wanted, to know what it felt like, because I worshiped my father so much, I wanted to know what it feel like to really be daddy. Yes, daddy gave me the power to heal. He gave me the power to cure. He gave me the power to bless, and he gave me the power to raise you up. But I wanted to know what it really feel like to be like daddy, just for one day, just for one moment. I wanted to know. Hallelujah. That's what it means when Jesus was walking. That's how Jesus was feeling. Amen. Because a lot of us probably have no idea what he was going through. Because yes, they were saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's my shouting moment. Once again, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Woo. And we're going to skip a spot. We're going to skip a spot and come back to a spot. Amen. If that's all right with you. I bet it's all right with you. You like, go ahead, Rev. I'm listening. All right. Because the second point is this. After you realize he's the true king, Jesus is the true king, we know that we need to shout before the stones do. Whoo! I'll say that again. We need to shout before the stones do. Think about it. Verse 39 and 40. 39, the Pharisees. You know the Pharisees, you know, the religious types who think they know it all and seen it all and read it all, wrote it all. Think they're the highest of the high authorities when it comes to God, when technically all they are is just third place next to the second place and maybe even the first place and whatnot, and they just knock everybody down because they want to put themselves up on high. I don't know about you, but I know some people like that, and I'm not just talking about in your household. I'm talking about in the church and in your job, you name it, and I don't want you to claim that one, amen? But here they are. They're telling Jesus. They're saying, teacher. They didn't even want to call him preacher. They said, teacher. They didn't want to call him fellow rabbi or fellow believer. They didn't want to say that. They said, teacher, order your disciples to stop. You know, they probably say it just like that. Now, normally we read it like this. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, order your disciples to stop. No, they probably said it in such a way and with such inflection. Sometimes it's better to hear the scripture read in the way that it was probably said. Like, teacher, order your disciples to stop. Almost like saying, please, man, will you stop it with this pomp and circumstance that you are the Messiah? Please, man, we ain't got time for this Messiah talk. We're trying to wait on the Messiah. And we don't need hearing this mess about you being the Messiah, because A, we probably don't believe you. B, we ain't receiving you. And C, we're always going to be sitting around deceiving you. Amen. I know there's somebody out there that's listening to that, wants to rewind that and say it again, because I forgot what I said already because it was just too good, because the Lord just sent that to me through email. Amen. Hallelujah. But I love what Jesus said in verse 40. Jesus said it best. He said, if I tell you, if these were silent, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. My. I remember touching on it last week when I said that when I'm preaching here in my own place, in my own space, and not in the sanctuary, I'm not used to it sometimes because, quite frankly, it's too quiet up in here. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with it being quiet up in here, because sometimes I need the quiet, the peace and the quiet, so I can hear the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes I want the Lord to just show me a sign. I want him to know that I am doing the right thing. I want my TV to flicker on and off a little bit. I want my light bulb to flash up and flash down and simmer and whatever it has to do. I want the heat to go boom. I want to hear the noise of something. I want to hear the refrigerator go da 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 da. Just so I can understand that the Lord is hearing me. He's having these things cry out, because you know why? Because I'm shouting. I am shouting the words, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody right now. I may not have, you may not have my story, but you can take my name out. You can take my situation out. Put your name and your situation in. And guess what? I'm hoping to God that something's crying out for you. If the kids ain't crying out for you, I'm praying that someone's crying out for you. If no one's going to cry out for you, let the Lord, let yourself cry out. Let your TV cry out. Let your notebook cry out. My Lord, let your phone cry out. Let your tablet cry out. Because at some point, we are going to have to shout. You have the right to shout. Amen. Yes. I know the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. But guess what? In the Lord's house, you have the right to shout, because anything that you do right now will be used for you in the kingdom of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just gave you, now I didn't give you the Miranda rights. I gave you the Lord's rights. Amen. I gave you the right to praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Reverend Brian is coming up with some things right now. Hallelujah. Things for you to remember. Yeah. Hallelujah. You have the right to shout. And anything you say can and will be used for you and by you, by the Heavenly Father himself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If I was in a church right now, I'd be hearing some hallelujahs. I'd be hearing y'all clapping for joy, doing this. Because right now, that's exactly what I'm doing. Pray, preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. Now, after you realize that he's the true king, after you understand that we need to shout before the stones do, here's what you have to do. You have the light. Let it shine. Once again, you have the light. Let it shine. You see, this is a great, great piece of scripture right here. A lot of us preach up on it, or preach around it, preach near it. But you know what the best part of it is? You have a shout. You have a voice. That's what I love about what it says in verse 37b. He said, a multitude, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of powers that they had seen. Come on now. I don't know about you, but when was the last time you've been happy? Did you praise the Lord for what was going on? Did you understand that God has blessed you with the best thing in the world? He blessed you with your life. You may not enjoy your life sometimes, but guess what? You still woke up this morning, did you not? You're still able to think, are you not? You still know your name. You still use your limbs, right? You still got action, right? You still have motor function, amen? You still have a job. You still have a house. You still have a spouse. You still have kids who actually listen to you, amen? Even the ones that don't listen to you, they are still here because you made sure that they're still here, amen? Because the Lord made sure you were still here. Sometimes you just got to praise the Lord for the small things, because for you, the small things are big things to him, amen? Hallelujah. There's sometimes I wake up and I say, man, I wish I had somebody. But you know what the Lord said? You do have somebody. You have me. You have the Holy Ghost with me, with you at all times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes that's what we need. That's why I'm shouting right now. Now, sometimes people say I should be preaching with a monotone voice and talking very quiet and silent like this. Well, that may work for you. I've listened to the sermons preached by preachers who preach like that. But if you catch me on a bad good day or a good bad day, guess what? I am going to be turned off by the preacher who talks like this, who seems to never have any emotions, seems to not even care about what he's preaching about. He may just be saying this because he's trying to lecture. Well, guess what? I ain't got time to lecture. I gotta shout, and I gotta get it out. Amen. I gotta praise, and I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. That is what we're going through. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we gotta do. That's why I preach the way I preach. That's why I'm shouting. That's why I'm saying right now, to wherever you are, I don't care if you're at work, or you're in a cubicle, you're in your car, or, well, if you're in your cubicle and you start shouting, they might start looking at you funny. Might as well wait until you get in your car after work, and then you shout. Or when you're on a break, go outside, go in that car, do a silent shout. You didn't see it because it's not on video, because audio is not on audio. I opened my mouth. I made it look like I'm shouting. I'm saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's all you got to do sometimes. You got to remember that Jesus is the true king, no matter what anybody says. If there's a Pharisee in your life saying Jesus ain't real, you just tell him that devil is real, and I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I'm praying for you. I pray that you see the light like I see the light, because I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, because I need to shout before the stones do. The last thing I want is an inanimate object shouting at me, amen? So therefore, That's what you got to think about. So remember, as you go about this week, this holy week, you keep everybody in prayer. You keep us in prayer. You keep the ministers in prayer. You keep me in prayer, because we're going through a lot. This is a busy week for us, those who are called to preach. Now, there's some that feel like they've been on the sidelines too long. But guess what? Don't worry about it. Your time is coming. Your time may not be right at this very second, but that doesn't mean that your time ain't coming. Because guess what? The Lord is preparing you for something greater than what you think that you are ready for now. Amen? I say that because I've been there. I've done that. I've seen it. I've felt it. But guess what? If I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't be who I am today, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I could still be sitting in somebody's church wondering when I'm going to get an opportunity. But guess what? The Lord created the opportunity for me. He made sure I've set foot in many doors. But guess what? I didn't just set foot in many doors and just sat in the audience and looked like a fool. No, I got busy everywhere I've gone. And hallelujah, I know more than I've learned more, and I've seen more, and I've made connections. Amen. I've networked. And guess what? I've done everything that the Lord has called me to do, and here I am doing this ministry, bringing in other ministers, whether they be pastors or just being associates or just being people who are called. Guess what? He called me to start this to do things for you. Amen. Give you the opportunity. Now, sometimes it may not line up with our calendars, but guess what? God is going to line us up eventually. Amen. There was probably somebody that I invited. I probably said I would never invite. But guess what? God opened my eyes and he opened my heart and he told me it was time. Don't worry about what you thought. Don't worry about what you felt. I'm not going to tell you the name of the person. I ain't even going to tell you if it was this year or last year or many years before. But guess what? The Lord opened my heart, opened my eyes. And the best thing I could get out of that is the fact that I was blessed. Amen. And I'm going to continue to be blessed because that person was a blessing. They were a blessing when they didn't even know they were a blessing. Amen. I may have been a blessing for them. Who knows? I may be one of the people they look up to. Hallelujah. Now that means before you start judging, you need to start looking, starting to be accountable for your own actions and for what you do. Yes, I'm going to close with this story, and then we're going to be done. The other day, I was feeling a little disjointed. I was feeling disjointed because I was thinking to myself, I said, I don't know if this ministry is going far. I'm not sure if I'm reaching who I need to reach. I'm saying this, and I've been invited to speak in many churches lately. I've been saying this, and I still feel this way. And I was like, you know, I feel like that nobody's listening. I see the numbers. They're very low. At least on the app that I've been looking at, I've been judging it on. And, you know, and I'd be like, nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention. And the Lord kept pointing me. This is what the Lord did for me. He said, Brian, look at the analytics. And you know what I did? I looked on the analytics. He said, you see that percentage for that, for this particular app that you're looking at? I was like, yeah, I see it. That percentage is very small. You see that other one where it says other? And I said, yes, Lord. He says, that percentage is higher. And I was like, what are you trying to tell me, Lord? And he's like, this is what I'm trying to tell you, Brian. That means there are a lot of people listening. Amen. You may not know it. You may not see it. Half of the time, they don't know how to reach you. But guess what? The best way they can support you sometimes is not by a Cash App. Sometimes they're sharing it. Sometimes they're listening to it. They may not listen to it on the app that it's produced on. But guess what? They're listening. Hallelujah. You know what that did for me? That changed my perspective. And then I was listening. I was pre-listening to a message that's going to be on our seven last words. And I was listening to the minister introduce himself. And this minister was pretty much praising the Lord for Safe Haven. He said, I praise God for what Safe Haven is doing through this man of God who is the shepherd of this ministry. And I was listening to all that, and I was getting pumped up, and I was like, hallelujah. Lord, you're right. And he's encouraged everybody, he's encouraging everybody to share this message, share this podcast with not just your friends, not just your family, share with everybody. Because guess what? That makes you a part of Safe Haven when you can share this with others. That's why there's a long line of people who want to get on Safe Haven right now. I know it. I feel it in my spirit because guess what? It'll be your time real soon. I don't know how I'm going to get you on here, but guess what? I'm praising God in advance for you, amen? That's a great time to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray that this word touch somebody today. We pray that it has encouraged somebody to shout right now, Heavenly Father. If there's somebody who is looking for a church home, Heavenly Father, we pray that they find one. If they want Safe Haven to be their home, they just let them know that I've already reached out my virtual hand. All they have to do is reach out their virtual hand right now, Heavenly Father. But I pray that they have given their heart to you already. Hallelujah. Because right now, all they have to do to be a part of Safe Haven is to share this message. Amen. Share it with their family. Share it with their friends. I'm praying right now for them. I'm praying for everybody that does have a church home that ain't been home in a while, Heavenly Father. I pray that you just bless them right now. If they're unable to get home right now, Heavenly Father, I'm grateful to be a wait station for them, oh Heavenly Father. I'm grateful to be the pit stop before they can get to the house, oh Heavenly Father. Because that is what this ministry is set up to be, oh Heavenly Father. So I'm praying a prayer of thanksgiving for them, and I'm praying a prayer of hope as well. Right now, we just pray that you just continue to be with this ministry of Safe Haven. Continue to bless it in the way that you see fit. Continue to fill me up even when I feel empty. I'm praying this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, guys, I want to thank you all for listening to Safe Haven. As usual, if you want to invite me to speak at one of your ministries or your church, feel free to reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact/prayer request section. We have some information. I will get back to you as soon as possible. We check it weekly. We check the emails weekly, so therefore, don't worry. I will catch you when I catch you, and I get on the calendar. If you have prayer concerns, prayer requests, please send out your prayers there in that same section. If you desire to be a future guest, please reach out to us at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you can go to our register as a guest section. Leave your name, some information about yourself, and if you can, a snippet of one of your previous sermons, and we'll definitely put you on the calendar. Amen. Once again, donations are accepted. Doesn't matter what the dollar amount is, from $1 to $1,000, or wherever the Lord has placed on your heart. You can go donate to our Cash App at $BrianPusley. Once again, Cash App, $BrianPusley. Amen. Want to remind everybody, once again, our seven last words is going to be right here on whichever app you're listening to me on, whatever social media avenue you listen to me on. If you listen to me on iHeartRadio, Apple, CastBox, Spotify, whomever. If you're listening to us on here, we're going to be back here this Friday, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, at noon. And you can listen to our seven last words. Now, if you don't have access to any of those apps that I mentioned, you can go straight to our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and it will drop. It will be there at least by noon, and it will be ready for you. Amen. Also, for those who are in the Chicagoland area, if you're able to, please come out and support the ministry as we are going out to New Beginning Worship Center on Good Friday at 6 p.m. That's right, at 712 Chicago Road. Once again, New Beginning Worship Center at 712 Chicago Road in Thornton, Illinois. That way, you'll be able to hear not just me, you get to hear other ministers give a great seven last words. We're going to be preaching from the seven last words all together. Amen. I can't wait for that experience. I can't wait to see you if you are able to come. It would be great to see you in person, to shake your hand, hug you, whichever you prefer. I will do it for you. But right now, I'm just so grateful to God for that. And I know I got to go, but I just want to say thank you in advance. I want to thank you for following this ministry. I want to thank every preacher, past and present, that has come on Safe Haven up to this date. I also want to thank those who are going to come. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this service and this program. We pray that you just continue to bless us in the way that you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that as we dismiss from this place, we never dismiss from your presence. And we pray that you just continue to lift us up throughout this entire week. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. And I will see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.